seconds. What am I really? A long time ago, I was a living, breathing human being. I went mad. I served my enemies. They became my only friends. Since then, I've traveled back and forth across this galaxy, and out to the spaces between galaxies, a greater reach than any human before me. You have asked me to tell you about that time. Since you are the true reclaimers, I must obey. Are you recording? Good. Because my memory is failing rapidly, I doubt I'll be able to finish this story. Once, on my birth world, a world I knew as Heir to Tyrene, and which is now called Earth, my name was Chakas. Multiple data streams detected. Covenant language stream identified. Science team analysis. Prior contact with Covenant likely. Break for recalibration of AI translator. Science team leader to monitor. We realize the difficulty of accessing all parts of your vast store of knowledge, and we'd like to help you in any way we can, including making necessary repairs if we can be made to understand how you actually work. What we're having difficulty with is your contention that you were once a human being over 1,000 centuries ago. But rather than waste time with a full discussion of these matters, we've decided to proceed directly to your narrative. Our team has a dual focus for its questions. First question. When did you last have contact with the forerunner known as the Didact? And under what circumstances did you part ways? Second question. What goals did forerunners hope to achieve in their ancient relations with humans? Response stream number 1352. Date redacted. 2350 hours. First portion, lost. Non-repeating. Chapter 1. Looked across the deck of the starboat at the Didact. A massive gray-black shadow with the face of a warrior god. He was impassive as usual. Far below, at the center of a great gulf of night, filled with many ships, lay a planet under siege. The quarantine prison world of the Sanxiom. What'll happen to us? I asked.
They will punish,
Riser said gloomily.
We're not supposed to be here.
I turned to my small companion, reached to touch the long, dry fingers of his outstretched hand, and shot an angry glance at Bornstellar, the young manipular that Riser and I had guided to the Jamunkan crater. He would not meet my eyes. Then, faster than thought or reflex, something cold and bright and awful carved up the distance between us, splitting us apart in blue-white silence. War sphinxes, with passionless faces, moved in and scooped us up in transparent bubbles. I saw the Didact and Bornstellar packed away in their own bubbles like trophies. The Didact seemed composed, prepared. Bornstellar, as frightened as I was. The bubbles sucked in around me. I was caught in sudden stillness, my ears stuffed, my eyes darkened. This is how a dead man feels. For a time, surrounded by senseless dark or flashes of nothing I could understand, I believed I was about to be ferried across the western water to the far grasslands where I'd await judgment under the hungry gaze of saber-tooths, hyenas, buzzards, and the great winged eagles. I tried to prepare myself by listing my weaknesses, that I might appear humble before the judgment of Abada the rhinoceros, that Abada might fend off the predators, and especially the hyenas, and that his old friend, the great elephant, might remember me and nudge my bones from the dirt back to life before the time that ends all. For so I have seen in the sacred caves. But the stillness and silence continued. I felt a small itch in the pit of my arm and in my ear, and then on my back, where only a friend can reach. The dead do not itch. Slowly, with a flickering rhythm, like the waving of a fan, the stiff blue silence lifted, scattering visions between shadows of blackness and misery. I saw Riser wrapped in another bubble not far from me, and Bornstellar beside him. The Didact was not with us. My ears seemed to pop, a painful, muffled echo in my head. Now I heard distant words, and listened closely. We'd been taken prisoner by a powerful forerunner called the Master Builder. The Didact and the Master Builder had long opposed